lot about guns and ammunition and stuff like that, and he'd provided her with some info for one of her books. I'll never forget walking into Sue's house for that initial time. She and her amazing husband had just bought this wonderful old home and were doing the interior decorating bit. First thing she asked me was what I thought about a carpet sample. She and I chatted, while I tried to keep my cool. I mean, not only was this a real writer, but Sue frickin' Grafton. She offered to read the first 50 pages of my manuscript, but warned me she was really tough and brutally honest. I said please and thank you, and considered throwing up. 2 days later, she called me and gave me, in the space of 5 minutes, the advice I now impart to every newbie who approaches me about their work. I don't read anyone else's manuscripts, but these three little ditties have never not been right. 1. Take out your goddamn adverbs. The goddamn here is my addition, not Sue's. Literally, do a word search with dash ly and rip them out. Most newbies push too hard to make sure every nuance is on the page, not trusting their dialogue or descriptions to go far enough with the readers. 2. Get rid of dumbass dialogue tags. The dumbass here is my addition, not Sue's. No, she exclaimed. He derided. She demurred. He intoned. He said, she said, that's it. 3. Cut the frickin' drama. Yeah, the frickin' is my word, not hers. Most people don't emote at a high-pitched frequency all the time, flapping their arms and jumping around like monkeys. Yes, this is fiction, and as such, you don't want everyone acting like boring tax attorneys, but this isn't a silent movie, either. It was like someone had shown me the path out of the jungle. She also told me I could actually write, something she seemed to be a little surprised about. Frankly, so was I. In spite of all the time I'd spent plugging away, I still wasn't sure I could do it. As soon as I hung up with her, I called my agent in New York and told her to stop. The thing was, my agent had liked Leaping Hearts much more than the other manuscript and was ready to send it to the editors at the big publishing houses. She'd actually made the copies, done her letter, gotten on the phone with people. It was about to happen. And here I was, a not yet, maybe never, unpubbed idiot telling her her business. But then I told her I'd gotten Sue Grafton to read part of it. How in the hell did you do that? Long story, just don't send it out yet. I'm thinking at this moment of the scene in the movie Wall Street when Bud Fox gets the call from the big fish he's been courting, and the guy next to him whispers in awe, "Gecko." Just imagine, "Grafton." And you get the gist of my agents and my conversation that day. While I was still on vacation, I went through that manuscript from start to finish, doing everything Sue said to. It was amazing. I saw exactly what she was talking about. The story was there, but my word choices and insecurities were getting in the way. The heavy veil of adverbs and stock phrases and yelling and screaming, blocking the reader from the people. Long story short, too late. The book was bought, and it made it to the shelves, and I got to write 3 more of these single titles. And then Wrath came along, and everything changed. Devlin McLeod is a classic romance hero type, with his dark past, his injury, his gruff exterior. And A.J. Sutherland is a lot like me, focused on her goals to the exclusion, almost, of everything else. And Sabbath, well, he's the horse my teenage self would have loved to own and ride and win with. I hope you adore the three of them as much as I do. This was the beginning of the ride for me on so many levels, and along with Dark Lover, one of the best things that has ever happened to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support, and as always, happy reading. J.R. Ward, December 2011. Leaping Hearts. For my husband, for my mother and my father, but also for Ben. Chapter 1.